Well, hello to you, my 16 listeners. It's Leon, house photographer and purple belt from Studio 540 in San Diego. Today's topic of discussion, is it okay to wear your uniform, your gi, your rash guard, or any combination of clothing that you wear for training into a public place? Why or why not? Here we go. This topic was brought to mind from a jiu-jitsu meme posted by BJJ Problems on Instagram. That meme said, I wear my gi pants to the store on my way home from training, and there's nothing you can say to make me feel bad about it. I think I made a comment about, you know, if I see you in the store with your gi pants on, I will disown you as a teammate. I know it's harsh, but it's just a meme and we're just joking, right? So is it okay to wear your uniform, your gi, your rash guard into a public place? Why or why not? I say no, absolutely not. Why? Well, I have several reasons, mainly three reasons, and we'll dive into all those. Number one, and probably the most important, I think that it's unsanitary. You literally just mopped the floor with your clothes. Now you want to walk around a grocery store with all that nastiness? Now, if you listen to this podcast, you probably do jiu-jitsu. If you don't, just to give you an idea what it's like wrestling, and you get really sweaty. People are breathing hard. They sometimes blow snot out of their nose. Sometimes spit flies out of your mouth. That's just to say that the mats are kind of a nasty place. There's a lot of stuff that collects on the mats. And when you roll around on the mat, you bring that with you onto your gi, onto your training clothes. It's not like karate or kung fu where you stand up and you never go to the ground. You know, if you stand up and you just kick and punch and you never roll around on the ground, I say you don't have as many germs on your clothes. But in jiu-jitsu, we get very physical, very sweaty, and we're on the mat rolling around. Now, most good gyms are going to clean their mats meticulously. So when you go to class, yes, you might start out with a clean mat, but you do warm-ups, people are running around, people are rolling around, they're sweating. Eventually, by the end of class, that mat is kind of a nasty place to be. So when you wear your clothes, when you wear your gi into the store, I imagine, I have this vision in my head of that Peanuts cartoon character. You remember Linus? Linus, he kind of always had a dust cloud following him everywhere that he went. And maybe the cooties aren't jumping off into the food, but I just feel like we could be more responsible citizens, right? I feel like if we're going to be upstanding citizens and we're going to go train a martial art, we're going to learn things like discipline, I feel like walking into a store with a blanket full of cooties is probably not the most responsible citizen move. So that's number one reason I think it's a terrible idea to wear your gi into the grocery store, in any store, any place of business after you're done training. Reason number two, I think that you shouldn't wear your gi or your training gear into a store is because it's a huge advertisement. Now, we could say, yeah, that's a great thing for your gym. Maybe you want to advertise for your gym. Cool. In general, I'm a guy who just doesn't wear branded clothing. I don't like having a huge logo across my chest. There were times early on, you know, maybe blue belt days, white belt days, I don't know, a while ago, there were times when I wore BJJ related t-shirts out in public. And guess what? Inevitably, there's always somebody who has to make a comment. Oh, cool. You're into martial arts. My kid does karate. What belt are you? And I just got tired of these kinds of conversations. I don't really want to spend the time explaining how the belt system of Brazilian jiu-jitsu is different from the belt system of karate. Most people just wouldn't understand why a black belt, earning your black belt, would take 10 plus years. I've not found a swift and articulate way to tell someone that belts are not cross-platform. They do not exactly translate between disciplines. So I'd rather not wear a BJJ shirt or a BJJ gi into the store and advertise to everybody that I train jiu-jitsu, because it brings out people like this. And it also brings out, you know, the wise guys, you know, the people who want to make a comment like, ooh, I bet you could kick my ass. What kind of conversation is that anyway? Like somebody, you're standing in line at the store, somebody says, ooh, I bet you could kick my ass. Like, you're trying to be funny. I get it. But I just don't like having those conversations with people. Like, yeah, what am I supposed to say? Yeah, I could kick your ass. I'm not going to say that to somebody. It's not me. It's not my vibe. Or would I say, no, I couldn't kick your ass? I don't know. Anyway, I've seen other martial artists with kind of an obvious strut around the store with their silk sashes that hang from their, you know, belt and whatever. Maybe they're wearing a red gi with a dragon on the back of it or something. And to me, it just comes across as a little too flashy. But again, that's just my personal opinion. There's a health food store that happens to be right next door to a kind of a major McDojo kung fu place. And it's really common to see people from the McDojo in that grocery store. It's just how it works. I mean, you're going to go train and then you go next door to go get, you know, a drink or something. I get it. But in general, like, I just think it's too flashy for me. That's just not my style. I don't want to be flashing that stuff around. Here's another thing that non-jiu-jitsu people don't understand. Our sport is not like traditional McDojo arts. I was once out on a nature trail with a group of people, and the person who put this event together knew that I do jiu-jitsu. And so she actually opened the floor. We all went around and we introduced ourselves. And she introduces me and says, Leon does martial arts. Leon, why don't you show us one of your moves? And she kind of did this karate chop movement with her hands. And I'm just groaning inside. I'm just cringing. And I just kind of looked at her and I said, I can't really do that. I just kind of maybe played it down a little bit. But it's a no win, right? It just doesn't work. I'm not Karate Kid busting out the crane kick or whatever that was. BJJ is just, it's not something that I can grab a stranger and demonstrate on. It doesn't work that way. How socially awkward is that if I grab a stranger and put them in a rear naked choke? Not to mention that the name of it, rear naked choke, weirds people out, people who don't do jiu-jitsu. So, well, anyway, that's another reason I don't really like wearing branded or, you know, jiu-jitsu stuff, right? Like, obviously, if I'm going on a walk in nature with a group of people, I'm not going to wear my gi, but I wouldn't want to wear a t-shirt that says, you know, jiu-jitsu. Just don't want to have those conversations. So I guess in general, to summarize that thought, I just don't want to advertise to the world that I train any kind of martial art, honestly. I just want to blend in. And maybe that's really the root of it all, that I feel like I just don't want to stand out. Now, don't get me wrong. I care a lot about gi fashion, right? In fact, I would love to do an entire episode on gi fashion. I've thought a lot about it. I have some thoughts on that. But context is everything. My favorite brands are Hyperfly and Progress. In the gym, I wear my favorite stuff that I think reps me and my style. But take me to the grocery store in that same kit, and I stand out like a sore thumb. I would much rather blend in and look like a normal citizen. So on this post, this Instagram post that began this train of thought, I started reading the comments, and in that section, it became really clear to me that I have it so good at Studio 540. I was reminded of how many people either have no shower at their gym, or they have a really nasty one that no one wants to use. At Studio 540, we not only have the cleanest mats that you've ever trained on, but we have a nice locker room, showers, and even clean towels. We provide soap dispensers in the shower as well. So you literally have to bring nothing extra when you come train. Maybe just some hair product and some fresh undies, but that's it. I remember going to an unnamed gym in California and discovering that they didn't even have a dedicated bathroom. It was kind of down the hall, and it was shared with all the tenants of the building. It actually had a shower, but I think there were some brooms or mops or janitorial things cluttering up the shower, and it had obviously not been used in a really long time. I also thought about that famous video that was posted recently. I say famous. Why is it famous? Did it go viral? I don't know. Maybe it didn't. There's a video that I saw. I don't know if it was on Flow or if it was on the Unity Jiu-Jitsu Instagram. There's this video of these guys. And now, by the way, if you don't know about Unity Jiu-Jitsu, they are monsters. They train hard every time that I can tell. So here they are. Here's a video of them training competition training. It's a total sweat box. Everything's wet. And in between rounds, they're actually taking turns walking around the corner into the shower. They're in their gi. They walk around the corner. They jump into the shower, get wet, and then they go back to the mat. Why am I even bringing this up? Honestly, I think maybe I'm just like shocked by it because it seems so unsanitary. Obviously, I care about sanitary training conditions. But I guess all of that, the point of all of this is I just want to say that I understand if your gym doesn't have a shower or doesn't even have a bathroom to change in. I get it. That forces you to have to wear your gi to the gym and home from the gym. In California, well, I should say in any coastal city, there's this thing called the towel change. And it's what you do when you go to the beach. Like if you got to get in a wetsuit, or you got to get in, your trunks or whatever you want to change at the beach, you put the towel around your waist and you drop your drawers and you put on your swim trunks or vice versa. And the towel is around you the whole time. And if you've done this enough, you're really good at the towel change. I would encourage you, if you don't have a bathroom to change in, maybe get good at the towel change. I don't know. Again, it's a style thing. I don't want to stand out. I don't want to go to the store and stand out. I don't want to bring my germs to the store. I don't even want to bring my germs into my car after training. I guess what's important is that whatever you got to do, do it. Get there. Show up and train. If you have to wear your gi into the store before or after training, then you have to. Keep training, be good to each other, and I'll see you next time. Okay, my people, just a little postscript here. You can always find me on Instagram at HeyLeonMedia. I would love to connect with you there. Also, please check out the Studio 540 Instagram, which I had the pleasure of growing from zero to currently just over 30,000 followers. It's a good time. I would also love to hear some of your quirky observations and stories of training. What's the worst injury you've inflicted on a training partner? What are your thoughts on gi fashion? Message me on Instagram, or if you're a super fan, go to my Anchor podcast page and leave me a voice message that I can include in future shows. That website is just simply anchor.fm/letstalkBJJ. Of course, no apostrophe. anchor.com/letstalkBJJ, and just hit the message button right there. It'll let you record a voicemail from any browser. Go for it. Please do that. That would be fun. All right. Please take care of each other and be good out there.